Flute with Henry Morgan. Dolores, aided by Dietz, has at last gained possession of the Aztec necklet. But in taking it from Captain Morgan's cabin, Dietz is forced to kill a seaman named Matthew. At Sir Thomas's home, Morgan and Colonel Atterbury wait for Dolores to return. But it grows late, and they are forced to leave. While walking towards the docks, Morgan discusses with the Colonel the girl he believes to be Antoinette Lacey. The more they talk about her, the more convinced Morgan becomes that she is an imposter. Feeling uneasy, they decide to return to the house and hide in the garden, and there wait for her return so as to give the Colonel an opportunity of identifying the girl.
I only hope, Captain Morgan, we're not wasting our time. I admit I was looking forward to a good night's sleep.
If the girl is an imposter and a Spanish spy to boot, as I suspect, our waiting will be well worthwhile.
Is there something personal in your agitation to know the truth?
No, there is. If the girl's an imposter, she's completely pulled the wool over my eyes. And no man has ever done that. You think I like having that done to me? Especially by a woman. Know you, Colonel Atterbury, I once found the wench in my cabin. She was seeking a treasure I once took from the Spaniards. A treasure in the name of the Aztec necklet. She told me that she'd been forced to do it by Sir Thomas Mortford. And I, like a fool, believed her story.
She told you that? But Sir Thomas would never do a thing like that. I've known him for years.
But you see, Colonel, Sir Thomas Mortford doesn't trust me, and I don't trust him.
I assure you the girl was lying. She was there for purposes of her own, and certainly Antoinette de Lacy would not do such a thing.
This girl's been showing far too much interest in my plans. She made it too obvious that she wished to be friends with my lieutenant, Geoffrey Hunter. I'd like to know just how much the young fool has told her.
Yes, I can understand your worry, Captain Morgan.
I'll have no peace of mind this night unless I discover the truth. Unless I know for certain whether this girl is Antoinette de Lacy or an imposter.
We're approaching the gardens now. Show me a hiding place and we'll lie in wait for her.
Have the carriage pull up here, Dolores. That's the dolphin cabin just here.
Right, stop the carriage.
You sure you can trust the coachman?
I warned him before I set out that should he open his mouth to anyone about the night's doings, I'd have him flogged to death.
We cannot take too many risks. Remember, you told me it would be a week before the ship comes to take us off Jamaica.
You can leave it to me. I am careful in my plans. My life is at stake as much as yours should you be discovered. Everything is very quiet.
Hunter hasn't left yet. Yeah, we're ahead of him.
And the girl, Kitty. What arrangements has she made for the taking of Hunter?
They'll have to get in touch with the watch. And they'll be here now, lying in wait for Hunter to come.
And when he comes, what then?
I've left it to Kitty to arrange the actual taking of the man. Hold up. Here she is approaching now. Make sure your mask completely covers your face. Wouldn't do for her to recognize you just yet.
They've taken every precaution.
Is that you there in the carriage, Jeff?
Yeah, Kitty, I'm here. You step up close so that I can talk to you softly. Yeah, that's better. What arrangement do you make?
The watch is here, hiding in the shadows.
And you have arranged what you have to do?
Yes. As soon as Hunter comes, I'll go to meet him. And when the watch see me talking to him, they'll know he's the escaped convict they seek. And they'll come and take him away.
And they believe your story that he was an escaped convict?
They'll take him into custody first. And when I give them the name of the convict who exposed him, they can check up with him in the morning.
All right, Kitty. Now, as soon as Hunter is taken by the watch, I want you to return to this carriage.
I'll have to go back to the tavern. Already they will have missed me.
You will return here to me, do you understand? There are certain instructions I have to give you. Instructions which will definitely lose for Hunter any friends he might have who would wish to help him. Now, quickly, you go back to your place and wait for him. Shh. I hear footsteps. This will be him now.
All right. This is the end of everything for Geoffrey Hunter.
Kitty. Kitty, what are you doing out here tonight? Shouldn't you be in the Dolphin Tavern?
Well, I've come to meet you, Geoffrey.
How did you know I was coming tonight? I received a message to meet Captain Morgan here.
It will not be Captain Morgan you'll be meeting. But I've other friends here who would like to see you.
What do you mean? Kitty, what have you done?
Is this the man you were telling us about, Kitty?
Yes, that's Geoffrey Hunter, the escaped convict.
Kitty, you've done this to me. Take your hands off me. You want to take me away or take me by force?
Listen, don't be a fool. I have three of my men here with me. If you don't come away easy-like, we'll lay you low with a cudgel and then take you off. Well, you're coming quietly.
Kitty, do you know what you've done?
Sure I know what I've done. I've made you realize that you're just like the rest of us. Oh, for your high and mighty airs, you're just like the rest of us. The likes of me weren't good enough for you, were they? A fine gentleman like you. You had to pretend you were a fine gentleman and seek your pleasures amongst the high and mighty. And when a convict girl offered you her love, you took it. And then you threw it back because she was not good enough for you. Well, let's see now how many fine friends you have.
I did try to help you, Kitty. I did want to do everything I could for you. It wasn't my fault I couldn't fall in love with you. I would have done something for you in time. Kitty, you don't realize just what you've done.
I do, Jeffrey, I do. I've got you down to my level.
When you realize just what you've done, go and get in touch with Captain Morgan. Go and tell him what has happened.
Come on now, I can't hang around here all night with you.
All right. I'm coming. Kitty, I'm sorry you thought that you had to do this to me. Yet I think that I can understand. All the jealousy and bitterness must have eaten so deeply into your heart that you just can't see anything else. I suppose, Kitty, it has all been my fault. But if you can possibly find room in your heart for regret, get a message to Captain Morgan as quickly as you can. And you can tell Dietz me that someday, in some way, he and I will meet again. All right, you men, you better do your duty.
Jeffrey, no. No, don't stop. No, don't take him away. Please don't take him away from me. It's all a mistake. I lied about him. He's not an escape convict, really. He's not. I lied. Don't take him away. Please don't.
All right, then, Kitty. You'll soon prove that in the morning. But tonight, he's staying locked up under my care. Now, come on.
No.
Come on.
No, don't take him. I lied.
Out of my way, Kitty. Stand aside.
Too late now, Kitty. Too late. Come on. Let's get away out of
here. No. Jeffrey. Oh, why did I let myself do it? I'll have you freed. I'll go and see Captain Morgan. Forgive me, Jeffrey. Forgive me.
All right, Kitty. All right. Stop your crying. That's enough of that now. What are you crying about? You come with me.
Take your filthy hands from me, dear. Why did you let me do it? Why did you let me do such a rotten, cruel thing? They'll send him to the swamps. They'll kill him there. Why do we women have to do such cruel things to the men that we love? Why? Oh, why?
Ah, it's too late, Kitty. You should have thought of all this before you did it. Too late now. He has gone forever. So you'd better stop thinking of him.
I'll go to Captain Morgan and I'll give him Jeffrey's message. Captain Morgan will free and help Jeffrey. He'll take his men and raid the jail and free Jeffrey. Isn't Jeffrey Captain Morgan's friend?
Captain Morgan's friend? Yeah, Kitty, he was. Up till tonight. But now you think things are a little different. Captain Morgan will hate Jeffrey Hunter now because tonight Jeffrey Hunter disappears. And what disappears with him? Captain Morgan's Aztec necklace. Captain Morgan will never know where it is that Jeffrey Hunter has gone.
Oh, I'll tell him. I'll go to him now this very moment and I'll tell him, Judge.
Before you do that, Kitty, you had better gaze upon your reward. That'll make you feel a little bit different, eh? Look, your reward for tonight's work. Isn't it lovely? Look, Kitty. Look. There. I tell you something. Kitty, it's yours. Yours.
Why, the Aztec necklace?
Yeah, didn't I tell you, Kitty? Didn't I promise you should have it when Jeffrey Hunter was taken, eh? I always give my word, Kitty. You see, I'm still very much in love with you. I love you as much as I did before, even more. I give this necklace to you. It's yours.
I don't want it.
Oh, no, you take it. You do whatever you like with it. It's all yours, Kitty. Tonight I took it for you. You see, Hunter, he's disappeared. And what happened? Morgan blamed him for stealing the necklace. That's very good. And where will the necklace be? My little Kitty, she'll have it. Oh, just look at it, Kitty. How it sparkles. Oh, it's beautiful, is it not? Let me put it around your neck.
No.
Yeah, just around your little white neck below. There. And you know what I want you to do? You wear your little necklace. And you go to the Dolphin Tavern. You let everybody there see your wedding.
No, I hate it. I hate it. Take it away. Do you hear me? Take it away. Do you think that I want that necklace bought at the price of the liberty of the man I love? Oh, you must be mad, Jets. I must undo this knife or else go right out of my mind.
You'd hear me. You'll take it and you'll wear it.
I wouldn't touch it, Jets. Not while I have dreadful feeling of blood upon my hands.
You will wear it, Kitty.
I think the act that the girl is getting is hysterical.
And who are you?
Shall we just say that I am interested in seeing you obey the act's orders? You will let me put the necklace around your neck. It looks very pretty there now, doesn't it? You will go into the tavern. You will walk through to your quarters. There you will take the necklace off and return to your duties.
And who are you to talk to me like this?
You will do as I say, because unless you do, there are so many unpleasant things that I could think of that could quite easily happen to you. Things which you could never dream could happen to you. At an order from me, you could be delivered into my hands, and the treatment of you would not be gentle. If you carry out the act's orders, life will be a lot easier for you. You are now involved in something over which you have no control. Your destiny, your very life, is in the hollow of my hand. Obey us and you will have freedom. Disobey us and you will know death. Death in the most terrifying way you could ever imagine.
Dolores' cold, merciless tones drum themselves into Kitty's mind. Terror seizes her heart. Listen to the next episode of Afloat with Henry Morgan.